If you're an entrepreneur and you feel or have felt fear, this book is for you. It will help you not to feel alone. It will help you to understand that many entrepreneurs, I would even dare to say all entrepreneurs, have gone through the same tunnels or will face similar fears in the future. There's a stereotype that portrays entrepreneurs as ambitious and arrogant, motivated solely by success and wealth, dedicating long hours to their business, sometimes above emotions and more human considerations. However, despite that stereotype, you and I both know that entrepreneurs are individuals who, while fighting for their ideas and working hard to achieve success, also have concerns, doubts, and dilemmas. With this book, I want to offer you tools to help you understand your fears as an entrepreneur. I want to help you develop strategies to overcome them and advance in your business despite fear. I hope it proves useful to you and contributes positively to your success. This book is structured in four parts. In part one, we will discuss what fear is from the perspective of various disciplines that have studied it, and we will explore its manifestations. We will also understand why entrepreneurs feel fear. To conclude, I will present the conceptual model I have developed to understand the fear of entrepreneurs. In part two, we will delve into the four fears related to external changes: the fear of economic losses, the fear of change in the rules of the game, the fear of competition, and the fear of operational problems. We will explain in detail what each one entails and how they manifest in the daily activities of entrepreneurs and analyze possible strategies to overcome them. At the end of the chapter, you will find a useful reference guide to help you identify, diagnose, manage, and overcome these fears. In part three, we will explore the four fears related to internal changes: the fear of feeling incapable, the fear of feeling like a failure, the fear of feeling uncomfortable, and the fear of being judged. As in part two, we will explain what each one entails, how they manifest in the daily tasks of entrepreneurs, and of course, analyze strategies to block them and not allow them to overwhelm us. Also, at the end of each chapter, you will find a reference guide to take actions that will help you put a name to these fears and leave them behind. Part four is your toolbox. This book aims to be a useful instrument for you. It will not only allow you to learn about fears, but also assist you with two critical matters. 1. Identifying which of all the fears we have discussed affect you the most at this moment in your entrepreneurship journey. 2. Preparing an action plan to overcome them. The idea of this book is to be a practical guide. I hope reading it helps you create your plan, yes, your, and make specific, concrete, and assertive decisions. Therefore, in the last chapter, I propose a methodology and a format to help you structure a strategic action plan that can contribute to minimizing your fears and, in turn, increase and enhance the chances of success in your entrepreneurship. Okay, let's get started.